Hello, my name is Dave, and this is our fifth podcast, where we're spending time talking about our three friends, who I've called Charlie, Sam, and Alex, as a way to help you to understand how they work together, if you like to create all of our experiences throughout each and every day. If you haven't listened to the first few podcasts, that is no problem at all. If that is the case, perhaps you might speak with the adult in your life about that, as they could help you find it on the website so you can have a listen. So today, we're going to talk about making shapes from clouds, and I'll use this as a way to explain what boys and girls, as well as adults, by the way, do in each and every moment of the day. The shapes that we make from the clouds lead us to feel a particular way. When I was growing up, I remember those times when I happened to be looking up at the sky from wherever I was, on holiday, in the park or in the car, and spending time talking about all the different shapes that the clouds make. They were always changing, always moving, coming and going. After I'd made a shape from one cloud, all of a sudden it had moved and taken up a different shape. I'd like you to think for a few seconds about those clouds in the sky that sometimes you see. Out of those clouds, you may have tried to make funny animals, spaceships, or other unusual shapes from them. Until those clouds have moved again and you can make new shapes out of them. The clouds are always moving. They come and they go, all day, every day. You can choose to give them whatever shape that you want to give them. If you haven't done that before, perhaps you could try it sometime as it's really fun. My children enjoy doing that whenever we find ourselves playing. We once used our imagination to make a pterodactyl looking like it was chasing a dog. The dog had big ears and then all of a sudden it lost its ears and as the cloud moved, or something like that. Imagine those clouds in the sky are just like Sam, the friend who is always giving us things to think about. They are thoughts. Those thoughts don't actually mean anything. But every one of them have a feeling attached to them, and we can decide whether to believe them, and also what feeling we attach to them. I'll pretend to be Sam and those clouds or thoughts for a moment. You're late for school. Your friend wasn't very nice to you the other day. You're going on a bike ride over the weekend. That big boy or girl in your school is going to be in the playground later on again, being bossy. You're going to be seeing your mum or dad later on tonight. You've got a guitar exam next week and haven't practiced much yet. Each one of those statements are just things that I've given you to think about just as Sam would. However, they don't actually mean anything. We can decide what shape to make of them and in turn how to feel about each one of them. I'm going to use your friend wasn't very nice to you the other day as an example of a cloud that you may have noticed passing by. There are lots of different shapes we can make out of that cloud, or rather lots of different ways we can think about it. So number one, my friend doesn't like me anymore. They don't want to be my friend. They'd rather be friends with someone else. They're upset with me. I'm alone now. I don't have any other friends. Can you see how the shape of that cloud can become not very nice? Or perhaps another way to shape the cloud could be, although it wasn't very nice for me, maybe my friend was having a bad day and they felt they could take it out on me. I hope they are okay. We've been friends for a long time now, so I'm sure things will be okay between us. Can you see how the shape of that cloud would look different to the first one that I described? How great is that? We can decide what shape that we'd like to make from the cloud. I know that it's not always easy to make any shape that we want to make, or rather think what we want to think. However, when we see shapes of clouds that we don't particularly like, are afraid of, that scare us, or make us feel unhappy, and this, by the way, can happen to anybody, including adults, all we need to remember is that we have a gift to be able to make another shape from the cloud. We can be curious about the shape, whether we really think the shape is scary or not. We can wonder whether we want to believe it or not, or if we want to take it so seriously. Whatever shape we have made from the cloud, or whatever thought from the friend Sam is passing by, that cloud and that shape will never be the same. It will never stay the same. There will always be another cloud for us to make a shape from, or for us to decide whether to think about or not. There might also be a time when we're looking at that sky and there aren't any clouds. Only blue sky. When that happens, it is good to enjoy the blue sky for what it is. We don't need to ask ourselves why there are no clouds at that moment, or go looking for the next clouds to appear. Just enjoy the blue sky. I hope this podcast has been interesting for you, and if you have any other ideas for what you'd like me to talk about in other podcasts, please let the adult know who suggested you listen to this, and I'll do my very best to talk about it. We'll talk more about Charlie, Sam and Alex next time. Bye for now, and hopefully speak again soon.